Hi there. The word for you today is on the importance of waiting. In James 1 verse 4, we read, "Let patience have her perfect work." Let me ask you, have you been asking God, "Why do I have to wait so long?" If so, here are four important things you need to know, okay? Number one, waiting trains you. Time spent waiting is time spent learning. And if you're learning, you're not losing. God will train you for battle because he's a good general. Listen to this scripture from Psalm 144, verse 1. "Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." Number two, waiting corrects you. In Psalm 119, verse 67, David looks back on his own life and he writes, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word." You know what? Pain can be profitable. Adversity can actually lead to spiritual advancement if you're willing to glean from it. You see, pain forces you to look to God for answers, to lean on him instead of yourself or others, to learn where you went astray, to hunger more for his presence and his healing touch, to listen for his instructions, and to be sensitive to the changes he wants to bring about in your life. Yes, you can actually turn your pain into progress. And number three, waiting reveals those around you. You see, motives aren't easily discerned. Here's the philosophy you want to live by. Trust God, but test people. That's scriptural. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 2 says, "The Lord your God led you 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart." People can keep their intentions and motives hidden for a long time, but waiting generally forces the truth to the surface. And number four, waiting gives God time to solve the problem. He's a miracle-working God. So don't get ahead of him and rob yourself or rob him of the opportunity to demonstrate his power at work in your life. Okay?